Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service men and women out there taking care of us. We have Friday off on Sports Talk Mississippi, and it's just throwing me off about what I'm doing and when. So I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Phoenix.
That would be really weird.
Hmm.
Wonder how warm it is in Phoenix, Mississippi.
This city should not exist. It is a testament to man's greed. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. 112? That can't be right. You enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. I mean, I could go for a steak, just big steak. I mean, who's turning that down? That would be a fantastic thing to come home to tonight. Or if I wanted to go out to eat and grab a great steak, man, there's so many great options. There's great steaks here in Starkville, great steaks in the Golden Triangle, great steaks everywhere in Mississippi. Our beef farmers are putting those steaks on your table, so you support them and they support you. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I brought it up yesterday. Great Easter sale going on. Check it out at collegecornerstore.com or at the two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, flowing by the Half Shell. Big sales on all kinds of merchandise there for this Easter weekend. You know, and as we said, you know, it's Easter this weekend. Next month is Mother's Day. The month after that is Father's Day. A lot of gift giving needs to be happening in the next few months. If you got a bulldog in the family, get them something special at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch, the best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. This Sunday for Easter, I don't know. I don't know if they're open. I don't know. But if they are, I think they are. They got to be open. It's Easter, Sunday brunch. Yeah, they got to be open.
Restaurants are open on Easter. That's when you make your money because a lot of people don't want to cook on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And want to take their families to restaurants, thus delivering a lot of money.
Well, then I would head for Sunday brunch after church services to Restaurant Tyler to enjoy the best Sunday brunch in town. It's at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only where they're located, they're going to show you how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need them on your schedule. You need a bank that knows you as well as it knows your money. You need the level of service you can only get at Priority One Bank. A Priority One Bank, make you their priority. Robbie, how big are your eyes going to bulge when that Chad Baker Mazzara to Mississippi State tweet hits?
That would be
we got to delete
the
tweets.
That'd be quite the joke that God was playing on me.
It would be the most. I think what the funnier side of that joke, and we're not making a prediction here, guys. We're just saying it'd be funny.
Because I think he's probably going to get a bag from someone.
Yeah,
I think he was looking for one from Auburn, and they were like, I think we're good.
I think
somebody will pay him a lot of money.
He should just go to Ole Miss to make it so much easier at that point. Like, I can just consolidate all my hate. I don't have to spread it out over two different places. That'd be fantastic.
Somebody's going to spend some money on him.
But secondly, I think the better part of it would be for him to stay in the SEC so that Auburn fans have to root against him and they see what we've seen the past few years.
Yes.
That's what I really want.
And that's what would happen.
Yeah.
Is they would absolutely hate this guy, talk about, you know, how dirty he is and how terrible of a human being he is, all this stuff. And for the last 4 years or however long he's been at Auburn, they've chastised everyone for talking about how ridiculous this person is. So that's absolutely going to happen, no matter where he goes, but especially if it's in the SEC.
All right. So it's
There's
not.
going to be hypocrites in some form or fashion. Either it's going to be you and I, because he's playing for Mississippi State, and we have to be like, you know what? I think it is a good idea for some of these guys to get 7 years of eligibility. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And you know what? Chad Baker-Mazzara has been a great teammate, a consummate pro since he's been here, and a great Bulldog. So, I mean, what are you people talking about?
Starkville is a certified retirement community. So, I mean, he'll fit right in with the old folks here.
I mean, it's like that meme that I sent you earlier that I saw was with John Emery, and it was like it was the Tommy Boy
A
thing.
lot of people spend
Tons
7 years
of
in
people go to
college.
college for 7 years. Yeah, they're called doctors.
Dr. CBM, MD.
That's correct.
There we go. Well, we'll worry about that when it comes. I don't expect Chad Baker-Mazzara at Mississippi State, but you never know.
I don't either, but you know,
Stranger
this is
things have
crazy.
certainly happened.
This is a crazy time.
Yeah. All right. So it's not Super Bulldog weekend, Super Bulldog weekend here in Starkville. Spring game, big baseball series, Cotton District Arts Festival, a lot of stuff going on. Let's start with baseball. Mississippi State, no changes to the starting rotation. Pecos Conn, Evan Sieri, Carson Ligon, quite honestly, have been pretty good the past 2 weekends. This is a Florida team that you know is decimated by injury. From a talent standpoint, to start the year, they were right there with anybody. But now that's not the same team, and their record shows it. I really wish they hadn't played Missouri last week because, they were able to get 3 wins there. I feel like if they had played anybody else, they'd be coming in here at like 2-13 or something like that.
Yeah.
Instead, they have a little bit of momentum, and they'd like to get some more. This is their last push, though. If they don't win this series, their postseason hopes are over. For Mississippi State, if they win this series, their postseason hopes really get started. At that point, if they come out of this weekend and they're 7-, what would they be, 7-11? I mean, they're in the thick of the postseason discussion at that point. When you look at the way their season finishes out, who plays with more of that, intensity this weekend, in your opinion?
Yeah, that's a good question. And we'll find out, I
Thank
think,
you.
pretty early. It's kind of weird. I feel like State's been playing better baseball
They have.
consistently. Florida has looked really good the last four games, but they've played Missouri and Stetson. And I'll say the last 5 games, because I think they killed Florida State too. I'm pretty sure they did. Is it Florida State that they played? Either way, they've had a nice little run here of the last 2 weeks. So this is going to be probably, I don't know if it's going to be the end for Mississippi State if they lose, but it'll get them pretty close to the end. It probably will be the end for Florida if they lose this,
100%. I
which
mean,
is,
if they would be what, 5-13 at this
if they
point?
lose the series, yeah, if they lose the series, they would be 5-13.
Yeah, there's no coming
And
back.
getting out of that, because they have to play, who they play? Arkansas, I think. They play two or three ranked teams in the final four series. It's going to be very difficult for them. And the pitching, I think, is just, it's tough to imagine them making it out of that gauntlet with the pitching that they have. The starting pitching, I think, has the potential to be really good, especially what they did last week when they brought in their top reliever to pitch on Sunday. But when you brought him out of the bullpen to be the starting pitcher, you really don't have a whole lot left. The rest of their pitching staff, outside of those three starters, they have, I think, two or three guys in the bullpen that have an ERA under 5, and all three of those guys are over a 4 run earned run average. Everybody else is under 5 in the bullpen. So it's going to be really tough. But having said that, and you can read my deep dive on Florida on the website, shameless plug.
On that
It's
On Three website?
that On3 website that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
The starter on Friday is very good. Liam Peterson is one of the best arms in the SEC, and I think a potential 1-1 draft pick next year. He's a 98 fastball guy with movement, 4-pitch mix, slider, cutter. Just a very difficult pitcher to hit. And he has had some tremendous outings this year. And in the outings he wasn't tremendous, he was still solid. So that's going to be a tough starter to go head to head with Pico Khan. They need Pico to have a better start. He has not had a good start the last 2 weeks. I don't think the starts that he's put out have been exceptional the last 2 weeks. They lost the first game, which I wouldn't really blame on him, that South Carolina game. Yeah. And then last week, you needed the offense to really explode to give you some distance, but he was walking a lot of batters. Just hasn't been the same. I don't know what's going on, but hopefully he comes out and gives you a good start. And then Aidan King, one of the best freshman pitchers in the country so far this year, has shown a lot of potential. Mid-90s fastball for him. 4-1, 2.68 earned run average, has been really good. Another big arm for Florida. And then Luke McNeely, who was coming out of the bullpen, the sophomore, 3-1, 4.24 earned run average, who's been solid. He was really good last week as a starter. He had pitched his other 15 appearances were all out of the bullpen. So I haven't seen their rotation as of yet, but if they keep that rotation, those three should give them a chance early on in the ball game. If State can hit those three pitchers, then I like their chances. I think State right now is a little more well-rounded team. Great. Outside the defensive piece, Florida's a really good defensive ball club, but they're about middle of the pack in offense. They've lost a couple of really good players in the field, at the plate, and on the mound. And, you know, the pitching just outside of those has just not been great, but they do have some big arms in there. It's just interesting to me when I was doing some research on this. Kevin O'Sullivan has never missed the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
In his entire career. And
he has scraped in a couple of times.
There's been a couple of times where he's scraped in and he's made a run. Last year, you know, they were desperate to get in and they got in.
They were one of the last four in.
And they end up going to Omaha. So if they do get in, they're going to have to win this series, I think. I don't think they survive losing this series. I don't think they can survive and get in the tournament. I just don't. I think State can, but the path there is going to be really difficult. State really needs this series. You win this series, you continue to be on that path to get into the regionals, and I feel good about Mississippi State getting to the regionals if they do win this series. But it's a very important weekend for the third straight weekend.
If State wins three straight SEC series, I mean, at that point, it's you have two things. You're looking at them and going, okay, they're starting to figure it out. They could be dangerous if they continue like this. You know, you feel good about where they're headed. But at the same time, you have to look back and go, gosh, dog, if they could have just won two more games that they had the lead in. They had the lead on Texas. They had a lead on Oklahoma. They had a lead on LSU. And they couldn't get the job done in any of those games. You'd be right there in the hosting discussion. Would be absolutely in the thick of the hosting discussion. But as it is,
it's just really is like, just don't get swept. If you don't get swept against LSU and Texas, you are right in the mix. You're sitting here right now in a good position. You still have a losing record, but you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, and you finish your plan. If State had two more wins, we'll play this game, right? So if State was, what are they, 5-10, right? So if they were 7-8. Playing this terrible Florida team, I would tell you, oh man, they got a great. I would tell you that between Florida, Kentucky, and Missouri, they should go 7-2 in those games, right? Well, hell, that's 14 wins. Now, if I can just get a win at Auburn and maybe win the series with Ole Miss, that's 17 wins. You're probably hosting. You're at least on the bubble of it. So, yeah, it's just that's good. That's just going to be something we're going to be looking at.
That's the frustrations of this Mississippi State program. Yeah. Last year, hey, if you just do this, you're hosting, you're a national seed if you do this. You know, we talked about the team in 2023. If they were just not good on the mound, they're probably hosting. They don't even make the tournament. So that's been this team in a nutshell in the last 4 years. They haven't taken care of those things.
Right.
Last year, if you just win those midweek games, you're hosting. This year, if you just do this and this.
Or if you just hold on to what, for four SEC games where they had a lead in the ninth or in the eighth and couldn't hold it. I mean, yeah.
Brutal.
So, yeah, that's what this team has been. But they have a chance. If State continues to play like this, the SEC is going to have two teams that are going to be two seeds that nobody's going to want to see. And that's Texas A&M and Mississippi State. You're going to look up on Selection Sunday and you're or Selection Monday, and you're going to be like the 11 seed nationally, and Mississippi State's your 2 seed, and you're just going to say, crap. Didn't
And
get
I'll
that.
tell you this, I've said this from the beginning on this team. I like this team more than I did last year's team as far as their potential, because I do think that they can pitch. I don't think they have the front line starting that they did last year, but I do think they have the bullpen, and I think this offense is potentially better than last year's in a lot of ways. I think it's deeper. I think it's a now the. There's times you look at this offense and they're not really doing their job and coming through in clutch situations. And I don't know how many guys in this lineup are capable of just willing themselves to a base hit or something like a David Mershon. But I like this lineup a lot better than I do last year's lineup. I think this team is capable of making a run if they do indeed get to that point. But there's a lot that has to happen for Mississippi State to get there. I like the way they're playing right now. I like the swagger they're playing with. They had a couple of really big hits late in that series against Alabama. Don't let anybody tell you that wasn't a big series win. Going on the road and winning a series is huge in the SEC. Doing it against a top 15 team, and you can argue whether or not Alabama really is, but they're a competitive team. They're a good team. State went and won that series. They got big hits in clutch situations late in the game, and they pitched incredibly well in the bullpen. So, I like the way they're playing. I like the swagger they're playing with. I like the confidence they're playing with. They have to translate that to this week. You have got to keep things rolling here and continue to build momentum. You cannot afford to take a step back.
That's the other side of this equation with this Mississippi State team is that they could just as easily lose this series this weekend, and then we're right back to square one, and they're probably not going to be an NCAA tournament team. So never know what you're going to get when Mama Lemonis's baby boy's team shows up at Diddy Noble Field. We'll find out soon enough.
It's like a box of chocolate.
I still can't get over the fact that all three of these games are nationally televised. I have no idea why that is.
I
SEC
think that
Network and then ESPN at 7:30 going up against the NBA playoffs and WrestleMania. What is happening?
that really doesn't make any sense because they changed it. It was
Yeah.
ESPN too. But, it's State and Florida have had some great games over the
They
years. I
have,
mean,
but.
and I think preseason, you look at it and like, okay, middle of the conference schedule, Florida was a top five team preseason, I think. State was a top 25 team preseason. What they're thinking is this is going to possibly be Super Bulldog weekend. It wasn't, but that's the time frame that Super Bulldog weekend is, and they're thinking massive crowds. This is going to be great for college baseball to promote this. That's what I think it is. It's two big brands in college baseball. You get a chance to put that on national television. This is the time frame where the park gets really packed. And they were probably thinking that's going to be Super Bowl weekend. We can really take advantage of this. And still can. But yeah, that's to me, that's probably what that was there.
Yes. So what are we going to do in the press box? We'll have the game in front of us. You want to have WrestleMania on your laptop? I'll have the Lakers Wolves game one on mine, and we can just it'll be just like we're at a sports bar. It'll be fantastic.
My laptop is going to be going back and forth. We need a designated laptop that's not going to move from screen to screen as
I will
much.
borrow one of my kids' laptops and I'll
That's
bring it
probably
with me.
the
That's actually
way
not
to
a bad
go. I don't know if
idea.
we'll have the countertop space, but
We'll just tell somebody they got to sit in the back. I mean, what are you going to
we're going to rough them up.
One minute
Benjamin, we're going to pick Benjamin up and just throw him
left.
across the.
Now, we got room. We'll make it work. We'll make it work. All right, let's talk about spring football before we do a break here. First off, I
And
talked.
we also have other news that broke in the middle of this we're going to have to talk about, by the way.
Yes, we will get to that. Breaking news. I mean, can we not schedule the news around the pod? Can somebody help us out here? All
Did
right.
you talk about yesterday that there was like nothing was going right for Mississippi State in the basketball transfer portal? Because that's what I was going to do yesterday if I came on here. I was going to talk about how they're whiffing on everyone and. This is where the power lies,
That
brother.
is where the power lies. We made it happen. Anyway, we'll talk about that in just a minute. I went in a little bit on this spring game on Thunder and Lightning Live Wednesday night, because it's an hour. It's just an hour. It's like a one. I'm just going to tell you right now, if they're saying that they're going to blow the whistle at noon, it better not be 30 minutes of calisthenics, and they better be ready to do something for 1 hour. And it's not televised. They can't even stream it. I don't understand what's going on here.
The whole spring like set up and all that is just it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like there's absolutely no juice around Mississippi State football, and you just went 2-10. You're raising ticket prices. You're trying to get more people to come to games. How are you going to do that whenever you're giving them the bare minimum? And the TV thing, I have no clue if that's a Mississippi State thing, if that's a
Well,
SEC.
there
I don't
has to
know.
be some way to stream this. You have enough channels, you have enough technology that even if the SEC Network was like, we're not going to put it on SEC Network Plus, which I don't understand why they wouldn't do it. It's free content, but I don't understand why that would happen. But Mississippi State could just do it anyway. They could just do a Facebook Live or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I don't
Oh, good.
understand it,
So
man.
what do we
The whole
expect to
way this
see
is
here?
being handled just makes no sense to me.
What do we expect to see?
I don't know. I
I
mean,
have no idea.
what's the setup even going to be? That's the
Yeah.
thing. It's like, the other day you have Ohio State, like they're running in those little bubbles, like
Yeah.
where you run as fast as you can into someone else, and
Yeah.
it like contracts the blow, but you still like fly backwards. Like that's the stuff they were doing. Ole Miss did like a carnival or something in theirs last year. Like
They did Fan Day this year.
the whole thing, I'm starting to really get burned out with college athletics.
Yeah.
And this is our job, but it just all kind of sucks right now. Like the whole model of it, the whole like how everything's playing out, how coaches are handling things, how players are handling things. It's all just kind of it's watered down, and it's just not what it used to be. And I hope we can kind of get a handle on a lot of this stuff. I've never been one of those people that wants to be considered like old man yelling at the clouds or whatever. But I've kind of got fed up with like the how things are changing, the way they're changing, and what's happening.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No, especially the off season part of it, right? Like
No.
when we're in the game, when we're in, we get to Labor Day weekend and we're watching games, it's great, right? A
It's
lot
fine.
of it.
Now,
But the college football off season is garbage.
the play on the field has gotten a little watered down, but it's watered down everywhere, so it's like it's even enough that the games are still good. Like you might see some like sloppy play, but the games are fine. Like it kind of takes you away from the whole NIL and stuff. But whenever the transfer portal's open and the NIL stuff's being discussed, and you have the spring game getting canceled and things like that, and then from sport to sport you're dealing with the transfer portal just overlapping. All the off-season stuff is just it really just bums me out.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere. It's not just a Mississippi State thing. It's like it's a everywhere thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that the spring is not what it used to be, where we would actually watch a full scrimmage everywhere, and you could turn on every single SEC team's spring scrimmage and look at it and kind of see what you can kind of figure out about a team before you get into the summer. We can't do that anymore. We can't sit there and watch a practice. We can't.
Yeah.
I don't know who's
Well,
going to start on the offensive line.
we talked to Cole Kublik on Sports Talk Mississippi yesterday, and he was bemoaning this too. He's like, I don't have any film. I don't know what, I'm gonna, this is gonna be a going into this season, I'm gonna have less information than I've ever had before.
Well, and here's another thing. Mississippi State and everybody's dealing with it, but we've seen five or six guys get in the portal in the spring that State's basically pushing out or processing or whatever, and that's happening. More people are going to come in that we have no clue about. It's just the whole thing is just it's a bummer, man.
I agree.
So I like what can you even take away? We thought we knew what State had in the spring, and then some of these guys that just got here, they're moving out. You're going to have other guys that hadn't even gotten here yet. That's probably going to factor in some form or fashion. Who knows? I don't know what to take away from Saturday. I don't know what that's going to even look like. So,
Well, we'll see. We'll talk about whatever we see on Monday's podcast. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at, I don't know, I'm sorry, before we do that. As you said, Robbie, all we had to do was talk about not getting anybody into the transfer portal, and Mississippi State goes and gets somebody out of the transfer portal. The name is Amir. I'm hoping that's correct. Ali, a 6'8". He was a freshman last year at Arizona State, averaged 9 and 5 a game. A top 75 recruit, 4-star kid coming out of high school, had a ton of offers, chose Arizona State, but now has committed to Mississippi State. 6'8" guard. We've been talking about defense. Right off the bat, I like it. Right off the bat, I'm like, big physical guy, got size out there on the perimeter. Yes, I'm interested. You got my attention.
I have not done a lot of research on this guy
No.
because, I mean, I'm just gonna be honest. Like, I feel like Chris Jans is doing the best he possibly can to keep all of his, his cards close to the vest and not have anybody really know what's going on. So, some of these guys that pop up, they pop up late, either that State's on the verge of getting or they have on a visit or whatever. I haven't even got a chance to really dive into this guy other than before the show, you had mentioned him, and I went and looked at his stats a little bit. I mean, to be in the Power Four and average 6 points a game, I think he was almost 4 rebounds a game. There's a lot to like there.
6 rebounds a game, Robbie. Almost
Six?
six. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a lot to like. Gonna be a, and I think that's what we're seeing when you look at the guys that Chris Jans is going after this time around, defense and rebounding. Almost all of them have those two concepts in their game. They play good defense, they rebound. Two things that I think probably burned him up about this past team is the guards didn't rebound very well. They didn't defend very well. You're going to see whoever he brings in this time around, come hell or high water. Paul Jones calling me at the second to probably talk about this. Come hell or high water, these guys are going to defend. They might
Yeah.
average 3 points a game, but they're going to defend. They're going to rebound. So it appears that this guy has a lot to like about his game. There's a lot of upside with him, and hopefully State can get something out of it. And we'll see about that. Seems to be a decent,
There's some upside to this one. We'll
yeah,
put
it
it
seems
that
to be a
way. So
decent pickup.
we'll see. We'll see how it goes. He looked like he's a guy who got more playing time towards the end of the season. He was able to put up some good numbers in that playing time. He was a highly recruited guy coming out of high school. He fits the mold of the kind of player that State needs, a big perimeter defender. And we'll just have to see. It's definitely not a guy that we can just, but at the same time, Robbie, a year ago we were like, oh, Riley Kugel, yeah, what a great pickup. That's a for sure thing there. So who knows? Who
Well,
knows?
I think with Riley, we all said like there's a lot of upside there, but
Yeah.
he's also kind of like a little bit of a loose cannon and like very up and down. Hopefully, it was kind of like a hope.
Well, that's what you said, you MF.
Good grief.
If you're not an On3 subscriber, you don't get that joke, but I've been saving it for the whole show. Just working for the right moment to work it in.
This is a family show.
right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. The place to find smoked Southern soul food. This weekend is going to be a great weekend to be at Two Brothers. The weather's going to be fantastic. Get that big gap between the end of the spring game and the start of the baseball game. Walk back to the Cotton District in this fine weather and enjoy a great meal at Two Brothers or at the Older Brother, two of the best restaurants in Starkville. Robbie and I ate at the Older Brother the other day. Man, that place was hopping. All sorts of folks in there. And,
Fun
I make a prediction. It's 2025. By 2027, the Older Brother will have a building the size of the Two Brothers.
fact. They're just going to add, well, we
They're gonna have
can't
to
do this
expand.
anymore.
And then they'll put another awesome concept into that space as a test run. And then in 2030, there you go. So start.
Plus, if you go in there, you're served by Mississippi State and Houston legend Denver McQuarrie.
He runs that show up in there. So yeah,
He
that's a
really
great place to
does.
go.
He does a great job.
Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the older brother. You know where to go. Great products. Yeah, great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
Yeah, brother.
When you are looking for any kind of business technology, a copier, a printer, new computers, new laptops, Advantage Business Systems, that's the place to go. 50 years of experience, 50 years of service, 50 years of taking care of Mississippi businesses just like yours. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend, before you head over to Davis Wade or Duty Noble, make sure you've got a trip to Maroon & Co. planned. You need to get some new gear. They've got it at Maroon & Co., the biggest and best selection in all of Starkville. Nobody touches Maroon & Co. when it comes to variety of Mississippi State merchandise. Use our promo code to save yourself some money. You can use it online at marooning.co.com or in the store. Thunder 15 saves 15% off regular price. Some exclusions will apply. Before you go to your next game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. I'm going to let you do a choose your own adventure here, Robbie, for how this show goes. All right.
Oh,
Either.
first, MJ Russell has landed at Louisiana Monroe, which is now all of a sudden filled to the brim
That is
with
Mississippi State's adjunct campus for basketball right now.
Phil Cunningham, who's the head coach, and
Yes.
now Franklin Miskelly is there, and Derek Zimmerman.
Derek Zimmerman is there too, yeah. And now MJ Russell is there, so good for him. Here we go. I can either set up our interview with Ben McKee of Go Vols 24/7 for the spring preview, and
Okay.
we'll put that into this show, and then we'll wrap up after that, or I can tell people, hey, that interview is available on the podcast feed, and you and I can go into a WrestleMania preview right now. I'll let you pick.
Ooh. I think we should do a Mania preview.
Ladies
Now,
and
no, wait,
gentlemen,
whoa, 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 whoa.
hold on. I
Trigger
got it.
warning.
I got it. I
Trigger
got it. I got
warning.
it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
Everybody calm down. We're
Everybody, calm
talking
down.
wrestling.
So here's what we're gonna do. My interview with Ben McKee, Go Vols 24/7. Really good interview. On top of getting a preview of Tennessee, he got some good in-depth information on the Nico saga and everything that's happened there. Nobody's been on top of it like him. Great interview. I want you to check that out. As of this moment, you can hear my voice. We're about to start talking about wrestling.
For the love of God.
The granddaddy of them all.
For the love of God, if you do not like wrestling,
Get
turn it
out.
off.
Get out.
Turn it off
Escape.
now. Don't
Hey
do not let
Siri,
this ruin your
close
life.
this app.
Don't yell at us.
Yeah, don't do it. What did Siri say? My Siri picked up on me. What did it say? It didn't. I can't read it.
It's a
Hopefully
loud
that worked, though.
atmosphere.
Hopefully that worked. All right. WrestleMania 41.
Let me pull up a card.
Yeah, I've got the card pulled up. I'm looking for it later today.
This was a little bit, it caught me a little bit off guard.
I thought about it because we missed the Rumble, you know? We didn't do a preview for that. So we got to get this in here.
Did we? No, we, yeah, we did.
We did not.
We talked about who we thought was going to win, and
Did we?
yeah.
Maybe it was last year, WrestleMania, we forgot. We forgot something, and I was just like, we
We
didn't.
did
All
Mania, I think. I
right.
don't know.
Later today, I'm talking to David Shoemaker from The Ringer. They're a pro wrestling guy. So I'm looking forward to the first ever real pro wrestling interview on Sports Talk Mississippi. Don't miss that.
All right.
All right, let's start night one. Did Gunther and Jey Uso just get jobbed here? Jey Uso wins the Royal Rumble. What do they always say about the Royal Rumble? You're going to the main event of WrestleMania. He's got the first
Well,
match on the first night.
I mean that's a hot part of the show.
Yeah. No, the
You
first
either want
match
to
is
be the
great, yeah.
first, you either want to be the first or you want to be the last,
Right.
I think. And sometimes the last is not good because everybody's tired. But this is always the hottest, it seems to me, the hottest moment of the show. So it's not bad.
I think Gunther's winning this match. I think you got to continue to build him up as the monster.
They really need to,
Yeah.
I
I like
think.
Jey Uso, but
I like the turn that they've made here where it's become really personal for Jey Uso.
yeah.
He last week Jimmy was just bludgeoned by Gunther, and he came out the other day, and I thought the Monday Night Raw 2 weeks ago was the best promo he's probably ever done, where he got face to face with Gunther. He talked about the conversation that he had with his mother, and his mom said, "I can't believe you let that happen to your brother." And he said, "I was scared. I was genuinely scared of Gunther. I was scared what he was going to do to me, what he was going to do to my brother." And went on and on. And finally he said, "You know, I'm not scared anymore, and I'm going to take that title from you. I'm going to beat you up, all this, and I thought it was his best promo he's probably done. And Gunther was a little rattled, so it shows like a little vulnerability there with Gunther. I like this. I think this is it's turning out to be better than I previously thought it would. And it's not a bad spot for Jay to be in the first match. Like I
What's
said, you
the
want him to be in the first match and not like the second to last or
No,
something.
I agree. You don't want to be the one that's going on before the main event.
Yeah,
What's the
so
match outside of that and the main event on night one that you're most excited about?
looking through here,
I'm gonna go LA Knight and Jacob
I was about to
Fatu.
say LA Knight and Jacob
I
Fatu.
love LA Knight. I think he's great. I love Fatu. I think he's a future superstar, future world champion.
Normally I would be excited about Tiffany Stratton and Charlotte Flair, but this has seemed like this whole thing's been kind of weird.
Nobody wants Charlotte Flair in this situation.
No, and she really got flustered with that whole promo thing that happened a couple weeks ago, and she doesn't really seem like
It's just,
she was.
she's what Cena was in like 2012,
She's
where
just
everybody's
not where
just
she
so tired of
was.
her.
Like, and she's just not where she was. She's become something else.
Well, I mean, she's had all this plastic surgery. She's gotten married like four. She's just like her dad.
I didn't want to say that, but thank you.
But it's the truth. People are like she just doesn't look right, and people are just tired of her, you know? Again, I've always thought this. She's a good wrestler, don't get me wrong. But if her last name wasn't Flair, where
No.
would she be?
Well, that's what Tiffany Stratton said.
Again, she's right. She's absolutely correct.
I hope that Tiffany wins that.
I do
They
too.
need to just let Tiffany roll. She's getting hot right now. Just
Yeah.
let her roll with it. But yeah, LA Knight and Jacob Fatu, I think Fatu is going to win this.
Probably so. So it's time
And
for him to
they
have a
are
belt.
building him into kind of a monster.
Yeah.
I actually like the Jade Cargill Naomi storyline.
It's a good storyline. It's very good.
Jade Cargill, they've obviously worked extremely hard with her, building her, trying to build her into a star. AEW did not know how to do that.
They did
She just
not.
looked like $1 million, and she went out there and beat people in
Literally
two
never
minutes.
wrestled a match against anybody
No
worth
one.
the damn there. Yeah.
And everybody that she fights here is going to be infinitely better than most of the people that she fought in AEW.
Correct.
So I like that. I don't care anything about the War Raiders or New Day.
Well, the War Raiders New Day gives us the opportunity that maybe Big E comes out to screw the New Day.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I don't care anything about Rey Mysterio and Chad Gable.
Oh, El Grande Americano. Gable is not wrestling in this match.
That's true. So yeah, I mean, first night is just not great.
Well,
I like a couple of the triple threat though is I think going to be excellent. It has the
so
potential to have an incredible story.
are we like it feels like it's too obvious that we're thinking that there's going to be a swerve and that Rollins and Heyman end up together in this, right?
Almost every time that
You think that,
the fans start venturing to like the swerve,
yeah, it's
they
wrong.
completely change it up. And I think that they did. I think they intentionally on Raw last week, I think they intentionally planted that seed with Seth Rollins to throw us off.
Agreed.
I don't know what's going to happen here. My guess is in some form or fashion, Paul Heyman is going to turn on either Roman Reigns or CM Punk.
I think he turns on Punk for
I think
sure.
it's probably going to be Punk.
And like he just kind of the same way he did with Lesnar a couple years ago, where he's like, I am with Roman Reigns. I am the wise man. So that I like that idea. Who do you think wins this match though? I think Reigns wins
I
it.
think it's going to be Roman Reigns.
Yeah. And you start setting up.
And there's no real, you don't get anything from this really, other
No.
than
You get
a
some
storyline
finality on some
going one way or
storylines.
another.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
think that it's good. I think we're going to get to a. It's going to go back to Punk and. It's either going to go back to Punk and Rollins or Rollins and Reigns.
Yeah. Night two has some real banger potential. And I don't know
Night
where.
two is definitely better than night one, I think.
And I don't know where they're going to put Orton. Orton is going to wrestle somebody. I don't know who it's going to be. And it'll probably be on night one. But
The I think the women's championship might lead off.
this one? Oh,
Yeah.
I would start with AJ Styles and Logan Paul. Get the crowd hot.
Yeah, but I just don't think people like Logan Paul at
Oh, they hate
all.
him.
So I don't
But you
know
know
if
the
that.
match, the quality of the wrestling will be good.
It will be.
Yeah.
I just don't know if they'll lead off with it.
Okay. You start off with the women, you're starting off hot for sure. That's a great match to start with.
That is going to be a great match.
The Fatal 4-Way match, you got some guys who can go in that match. That's a really good, that should be a good one. You give those guys 15, 20 minutes and you tell them tear it down. That'll be
And that could potentially be the lead match.
could be. I mean, that's the thing about this thing. The only match we know aren't going to be the first match, obviously, is the main event. And I don't think the street fight, you can't lead off with the street fight. The street fight's actually a really good match to have second, because usually the second match is like a come down match a little bit. If you have those two guys brawling all over the arena, then you keep people excited. So I think that could be a possibility.
Orton, I think, is going to fight Nick Aldis.
I hope that happens. I think Nick Aldis is a great wrestler and deserves to have a WrestleMania moment.
I think that's what's going to happen.
If that happens, Nick Aldis is a guy who's given his entire life to pro wrestling. He finally makes it to WWE at this point in his career where he's not really an active wrestler. To let him have that moment would be great. Would be great, I
But
think.
they also have Solo is in the mix there. He's
Yeah.
been kind of quiet.
Solo's
That
not
could.
on his own card. Like, a year ago, we all thought Solo Sikoa was going to be the next big thing. And now, Jacob Fatu has sort of taken that role from him.
It just happens that way, man. It's
Yeah, it
really
does.
crazy.
All right. And then potentially a historic moment here in the main event. I believe John Cena will win and become the first ever 17-time. Well, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not. Like, if you get into like technicalities and some of the stuff that was not on television, Flair has actually been world champion like 100 times.
Oh yeah,
That's where he
well, when
dropped
you,
the belt in a territory and then won it
yeah.
back the next night. So, but
Well,
they
I
were.
mean, think about it, like NWA, he's
Yeah.
NWA champion. He goes to, world class championship wrestling.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's no
So,
telling.
what's on TV, they recognize 16 times. Cena winning would be his 17th championship. I think they want to do that for two reasons. One, it's all WWE championships, right? Flair, 15 of his titles are outside of the realm of WWE. They're WCW, NWA championships. So they want to have Cena at the top and they can say, like, this guy only won, all he ever won was WWE. But two, this makes the most sense, right? Take the belt off of Cody. I don't know where you go with Cody is my problem. Like, where do you go with him? You can't, how, where do you drop him to? Like, who's he wrestling at SummerSlam?
Well, and also, like, what, like, I haven't been able to watch this past week, but where's The Rock?
That's the other thing that's been annoying about. That's the thing that's been annoying about this, because I think Cena's promos have been fantastic. The bitter Cena is. They went about this the right way. I would have liked to have seen him change out of the jorts and the t-shirt, but I get why they didn't do that. They made it make sense. But the
Yeah.
lack of The Rock doesn't make any sense. Like, he should have been out at least one time. Now, maybe he'll come out on SmackDown this Friday, but I don't
And
know.
would you say, like, what do they do with Cody? They will continue this feud till SummerSlam.
You think they? I think it evolves to the Cody versus The Rock.
But Cody will get his belt back, and then The Rock will say, "I'll just handle this myself,"
Oh,
and come
so that's how
back.
you
They
think
will
that's going to
build.
go? I don't think that's how it goes.
That's what I think is going to happen. I think Cody.
I think Cena wins this match and he holds the belt until December and he loses the title in his last ever match.
And he could. It could be SummerSlam, or it
Probably to
could
Punk.
be Survivor Series.
Yeah.
But I think what ultimately happens is either that happens, or we start a build with who's the real tribal chief, which I thought they should have done earlier with The Rock and Roman Reigns.
Well, that's what they wanted to do last year. And in
Yeah.
reality, they probably should have just gone with it.
They should have
But
gone with it. They should have. They should have had, like, Cody should have just won the title at some at Royal Rumble or something else.
Yeah.
And The Rock, like, helped Cody win the title, and then Roman Reigns steps in and they have a feud. That would have been a great WrestleMania.
No, no better way to go.
Yeah.
I think Cena wins the title here, and he holds it for the next. He holds it over everybody's head. I'm the greatest of all time. No one, I'm going to, when I retire, this is it. This belt's coming with me. And he makes you think he's going to get all the way through. And then in the last match, maybe Punk, maybe Reigns beat him and put him out. And that's his last match. I think that's how that goes.
It could be. Reigns would be a good, that would be a good feud.
I think for sure Cena's going to win this match, though.
Yes. And if he doesn't, then they'll go do it at SummerSlam. I think he's going to win the title again.
He's definitely going to get 17. I think
they need to go ahead and do it.
Do it here, and then you can build up. Well, you build up like maybe Cena versus Cody in like a Hell in the Cell match somewhere to get like, no outside interference, because you could definitely have The Rock come out and help Cena here. But this has been, to me, they've done this really well. And I would say the build-up to WrestleMania has not been the best, but I have loved the Cena promos. I think it's been fantastic. So I'm excited.
Cody too. Cody's great.
Cody's been good. Cody's been really good. So we'll watch night one in the press box, and then night two we can watch from the comfort of our own homes. If you guys listen to all this and you're angry, well, you have no one to blame but yourself in that instance. So we gave you fair warning. All right. Monday show, plenty to recap, not WrestleMania. Plenty of baseball, some spring football, maybe some more basketball portal news as it continues on. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll talk to you again soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.